Do you recall any particular editorial that caused a lot of talk or blowback, or publisher needed to talk to him about it or anything?
Well, I was usually the one that got us in trouble. Alex was a lot more thoughtful in some of the things, but I remember one of his famous editorial, famous to me. Now, in one of the gubernatorial races, we had what we thought were really good candidates on both sides. It was the year that Burns Hargis ran on the Republican side, and Steve Lewis and some others. So we talked it all over and decided we would endorse in both parties. And the publisher said, well, what if both of them win? I said, well, we'll write an editorial. It's the, never has Oklahoma been lucky enough to have wonderful choices, whichever way it goes, that sort of thing. Well, it seemed like a good idea, except that Burns Hargis got beat in the Republican primary, and Steve Lewis got beat in the Democrat primary. So then we backed up, and we endorsed Vince Orza on the Republican side, and then we endorsed Wes Watkins on the Democrat side. Well, guess what? They got beat. So we were down to, on the Republican side, Bill Price, who's a very, very, we consider, radical right-winger, and then David Walters, who was a fairly young guy at the time, and he was our third choice. Let's put it like that. So Alex writes an editorial endorsing, in parentheses, David Walters, and his concluding statement was, and finally, David Walters is the only thing standing between Oklahoma and the disaster of a Bill Price administration. I considered that a great editorial. And the funny thing about that is that David Walters came in and Alex just told him, said, David, we're going to endorse you because you're not Bill Price. And he was glad to get it. Typically, Alex would try to explain to me ahead of time. We had somebody coming in, and we knew it was not going to be very good. And he'd say, I can. Now, what we want to do is just be real gentle with this man, and we want to talk to him. We want to get through the meeting. So the message was, you keep your mouth shut. But more than once, it would be so bad that Alex would come unglued. But he's very, very controlled and a very, very gentlemanly man in almost every phase. I've heard him on his feet a number of times when he was accepting some honor or something, and it was always exactly appropriate. I attended when he was inducted in OU Journalism Hall of Fame. A number of those people made long-winded talks, and Alex got up and spoke 3 or 4 minutes, and it was sort of like Lincoln at Gettysburg. You just want to write it down. So he had and has a tremendous sense of appropriateness. He just knew what to say at the right time, at the right place.
Did the two of you ever have a disagreement about an editorial?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, we worked together that long. But even when Alex disagreed with me, or when he was really gently disciplining me, it was always that way. And it was never mean or vindictive or anything. I mean, he would edit your copy sometimes. You don't get to edit my copy because my copy is perfect. Reporters that way. Always a tension between desk man and reporters, and I've been on both sides. But Alex was very gentle at those things. And when he made a change in your copy, he improved it. My old friend Sid Steen used to say, I've never touched a piece of copy that I didn't improve. Now, we took that motto. But Alex, when he was working as a consultant, he'd come in, he'd have written a column, and he'd put it in the world system, and then he'd sit there for about sometimes 2 hours reading it over and over and over again, to the point I'd go ahead and say, Alec, the thing is great, leave it alone. But he just kept perfecting, kept perfecting, kept perfecting. And he worked awfully hard. You know, I think it was Twain, and I'm sure he stole it from somebody else, said that I had to write a long editorial because I didn't have time to write a short one. And that's certainly true. It's much harder to write a cogent, short editorial than it is to just ramble on for a while and fill space. But Alex was a master at that, and he taught me an awfully lot about that. I was kind of the personality where when it rolled out of my typewriter, I didn't want to see it again. But he taught me that I needed to go back and edit. And we kind of lived by, I think it was Hemingway who said, I'm not much of a writer, but I'm a hell of an editor. And so that's a pretty good characteristic.
The age difference between the two of you?
5 years. I have said, and I don't mean it to sound maudlin, I'm an only child, but he's the brother I never had.
Okay.
And I think vice versa. He has a sister my age, but he has no brothers. So we just hit it off together. Till this day, public events will come up, and we're going to have lunch together, and we almost say in unison what we think about that, and it's usually the same thing. Now, maybe that's not all that good, but the point is that we are very, very simpatico, whatever. It really has been a friendship of a lifetime, and I'll just put it like this. The only time we ever had any disagreement, it was just a spat. I mean, it really was something like two brothers wrestling with each other or whatever. And it happened when he was the editor. It happened when I was the editor. It was always the same kind of a disagreement. But in all those years, whatever the role at the particular time, whether we were working together, I was working for him, he was working for me, he was my mentor. I want everybody to know that. When Alex thought that there was something wrong with an editorial, I got busy and looked at it. We kind of had that agreement, is that if either one of us wrote something that bothered the other one, we would take that seriously. So it worked really, really good working relationship.